Do you trust me? Think about it. Do you really know me? Some of you do, but most of you don't. So how do you know if I can be trusted? I was at a weekend retreat once with 29 other people, and one of our exercises was to go around the room, connect face to face with each person, and say, yes, I trust you, or no, I don't trust you. I didn't know any of these people, so it was fascinating, all the discussion and processing of why we answered the way we did. Many of us want to believe the best about everyone and everything, while others are way more guarded with who they trust. I realize that down deep, my expectations of you are low. I trust to a certain degree, but I've been wounded before, so I want to trust you. But in reality, I am what I call cautiously optimistic when it comes to trusting people. At least I'm aware and honest. There are levels of trust. I trust if I give my order to a waitress or a drive-thru that I will or should get what I ordered. I trust a hairstylist to not cut too much or turn my hair green. We trust friends over the years with life, heart struggles, joys, and frustrations. If trust is broken and something shared in confidence is spread to others, not only do we lose trust, but the friendship is wounded and trust must be regained. We want to trust our spouse to be true, to be faithful, and we want to trust that we'll live happily ever after. But we are sinful, living in a fallen world where temptations abound and trust is broken every day. There's a saying many believe to be true: trust is slowly gained and quickly lost. It can get complicated. Do you trust God? How do you know if you can trust Him? Maybe heartaches in your life or hurt and pain you've seen around the world have left you questioning God way more than trusting Him. God doesn't mind our questions. His Word is full of men and women that had questions. Over and over, all throughout the pages, God proves Himself faithful. You don't have to take my word for it. In fact, I'd rather you not. I'd much prefer you grab your Bible and discover the truth for yourself. Psalm 146 is a great place to start when it comes to trust. Psalm 146, 3. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is in the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. God can be trusted. He was faithful in the beginning, He is faithful today, and He will be faithful forever. I believe it. I've experienced it in my own life time and time again. God is faithful even when I am not. So when this world and the people in it hurt me, wound me, let me down, disappoint me, I trust God above it all, and I find my heart becomes free, and I can respond with grace when trust is broken, because I am in desperate need of it as well. We all are. That's the truth. You can trust it. God's asking you the same question. Do you trust me? What will your answer be? I'm Lori Klein.